First, I'd like to thank Krishnahat, good friend, a good buddy and mentor, and he's the president of iStudio 2019-2020 for his excellent leadership and his service for iStudio over the past year. And Chris has worked so hard through the very stressed 1 year for him to develop and bring to implementation many of the strategic planning items that created by the society in 2018. In the area of research linking quality to clinical outcomes, Chris was instrumental in the development and implementation of our revised position statement. And in the area of clarifying and communicating the mission of IACD, a market assessment and analysis was completed and our mission adjusted and a major overhaul of our technology infrastructure began. And of course, in the area of exploring feasibility of a new membership model, we have moved from feasibility to actual model development and are now in the final phase of implementation. Chris has been instrumental in pushing our strategic agenda forward, and he has created a very clear and organized path forward for the new team to work. And I would like to express my sincere thanks and appreciation to him, and certainly the new team will need his support and guidance over the next 1 year. Thanks, Chris. Since the end of 2019, the world has changed, and the COVID-19 pandemic has caused the worst impact on the socioeconomic status of the world, and no country is spared. And be it in the US, Latin America, Europe, Middle East, or Asia Pacific. Priority has changed. Priorities of healthcare system, priorities of healthcare providers, healthcare workers, and even individual patients have changed. And musculoskeletal health, which has not been receiving much attention and interest by many, has been repositioned as even a lower priority. And we know that in many countries, density monitoring measurement using DEXA has dropped significantly in both public and private hospital. And the compliance and adherence of patients' treatment for osteoporosis also has dropped significantly. All this has paved a very negative future for all, especially all of us who have been involved in promoting density monitoring worldwide. Are we going to sync with this kind of negative feelings and perceptions that everybody has? IACD and the team has been working relentlessly to plan and produce a new ideas and new platforms which will be introduced over the next few years. And with a strong belief that crisis is another new opportunity, ICD's strategic plan could not be better aligned to take this crisis and turn it into an opportunity. In particular, the revised ICD position statement, new membership models, the new educational platform, and the new ICD website seem to be coming out at the right time. The revised ICD position statement, which was led by Chris, John Shepherd, Sun Sin Yip, with the hard work from the plethora of expert panelists, task force chairs, and task force members, will provide clear guidance to practitioners in the world. A new IACD membership model, which was led by Diane Kruger and Randolph Yu, along with a number of working group chairs and members, is designed to answer the feedback we receive from you, our members, that you wanted more choices and not a one-size-fits-all approach. Moving forward, we will have three categories of members, and current potential members can choose which category of membership and groupings of benefits that meet their needs. And the new educational platform and initiative, which was led by Diane Kruger and May Peckham, is the direction ICD is targeting on now. As we expect, there will not be as many local, national, regional, or even global face-to-face meetings and training courses in all parts of the world, until the virus can be brought under control. Virtual meetings and training courses, interactive digital learning solutions are the way to go. And this new education platform has been under development for the past year, and this is the right time and the right opportunity to introduce this. Of course, our live courses are an integral part of our educational offerings, and we are not disbanding live education, nor replacing it with digital learning. Rather, it's adding additional opportunities. There is a new ICT website initiated, which led by Larry Jankowski and the Web Development Committee, will also be introduced late 2020. And this is a total new facelift of how ICT appears on the web and how we provide services and access to our members and visitors. It is more dynamic, vibrant, and user-friendly, which I believe will also attract more members to log in. And that helps attract more users and also benefit everyone who logs into our ICT website. And it will be mobile-friendly and should streamline many of the routine interactions, such as membership renewal, registering for a meeting, and also accessing resources on the website. I will do my most best to lead and work closely with my team of XCOM, consists of George, Yanling, Anita, Heidi, Chris, and Diane, to work on the above platforms to ensure a smooth takeoff and a landing of the newly designed venture by ICT team. Although we expect the path will be bumpy with all the current turbulence that we experience worldwide. And as part of that, we also will introduce more program and collaboration with the current alliances that we have. For the information of members, I would like to introduce two important alliances that many of our members might not realize or may not know that we established over the past 2 years. The first one is, as Chris mentioned earlier, is IOF ICT A4S Tripartite Alliance. And this idea was actually first discussed in 2017 in Kuala Lumpur during the A4S meeting. And it takes about 1 year for us to discuss, exchange views and input. And memorandum of understanding was actually signed during the IOF regional meeting in Sydney in 2018, end of 2018. And it was actually launched during the meeting as well. And this initiative was actually first John Kerry and myself involved in the team. And subsequently, when Rob was the president, he actually represented ICT to sign the MOU and supporting the whole Tripartite Alliance very strongly. And thanks, Rob. Thank you, John Kerry, for that. And the next one I'd like to introduce to you all is to the APFFA, the Asia-Pacific Fragility Fracture Alliance. And this was first started actually in 2018 May in one meeting in Singapore. And APFFA actually consists of 7 regional and global organizations. This is an umbrella organization where we have 4 regional organizations, which include Asian Federation of Osteoporosis Society, Asian Oceanic Society of Physical and Rehab Medicine, Asia Pacific Orthopedic Association, which has actually 60,000 members, and also the Asia Pacific Geriatric Medicine Network. And of course, the 3 global organizations are ICT, IOF, FFN. And we're proud to inform you that Robert Blank is actually playing a very important, a pivotal role in the APFFA, is to bring ICT into the regions where all these 7 organizations are working together to set up different working groups. And that is part of our ICT initiative over the last 2 years. Thanks, Rob, for that. During this difficult time, even though we are not able to organize a face-to-face meeting and live courses, we make full use of the opportunity to touch base with regional and national societies for clinicians, radiologists, and technologists. This is meant to establish a new relationship and invite them to join us as new partners. And one example recently is a newly formed Southeast Asia Boon Academy. And the steering committee is very interested to work with ICD and incorporate advanced elementary into the program. In fact, there are many other organizations and musculoskeletal groups who are interested to learn advanced elementary and might not know who to turn to. So it is our responsibility to explore and identify these potential partners. It is also important for us to identify those who are passionate in advanced elementary and musculoskeletal health from different parts of the world, and to recruit many different countries to join us in the different regional panels. We are looking at Vietnam, Cambodia, Myanmar, India, in these regions, and we're looking at other countries in Europe, as well as Latin America. And we should have even two representatives from each country in each regional panel. And this will allow ICU to create a broad-based approach at the same time to promote ICD as a truly international organization. I look forward for this kind of restructuring among the different regional panels in our family so that ICD is being recognized worldwide. Regional panels with a broad base supported by people passionate in dentistry are the backbone of our international strategy programs. Of course, it is also important to work with our industry partners to promote and support dentistry courses worldwide. And besides promoting educations, training, research, and fulfill the vision and mission of IACD, it is also important to reduce our expenses and increase the revenue generation to ensure the sustainability of IACD. Those are the goals that me and the team that we would like to target on over the next 1 year, and that hope to bring ICD into a different sort of platform that everybody knows in the world knows about ICD and love to work with ICD. I am very fortunate, and blessed that I have the support from everyone in the borough, director of ICD and the XCOM to guide me so that my team and I can work on the right direction. And I hope I get support from all ICD members from all parts of the world, North America, Latin America, European, Middle East and Africa, UK, Ireland, China, Asia Pacific, so that we can work together to bring ICD to a platform recognized globally. And last, and certainly not the least, I'm very fortunate to have excellent and experienced staff of ICD. Peter, Mary, Molly, May, Lauren, Keith, to support, assist, and guide me when I serve as a president for the next 1 year. With our strategic plan, the engagement of all our members and the belief that crisis is a new opportunity, and also there's a view, there's a way, we will together to bring ICD closer to you and closer to heart. To end my speech here, again, I really love the photo that I shared with you earlier, and this really shows that all friends, all the members and family, and we actually having the same vision and mission, and we want to develop and make ICD better and make ICD recognized worldwide. And it is definitely my greatest honor to be a member of this family and also to lead and work with the team as the president for the coming year. Thank you very much.